Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. In the hustle and bustle of life, it's easy to forget the incredible things God has done for us. Yet taking time to remember these blessings, especially those brought through Jesus Christ, can be a powerful source of strength, hope, and gratitude. Remembering what God has done for us through Christ isn't just about recalling events. It's about diving into the deep end of God's love, mercy, and grace. It involves delving into the very core of our faith, uncovering truths that illuminate our path and ignite our hearts with gratitude, hope, and awe. Through Christ's sacrifice and God's unwavering love, we experience forgiveness, guidance, and a path towards a meaningful life. Join us as we explore the importance of reflecting on God's works in our lives and how remembering Christ's impact can transform our present and inspire our future.
We are called to remember what God has done for us. There is a prophetic psalm of David that talks about not forgetting what God has done for us. If you got a Bible, you can open Psalms chapter 103 verses 2 to 5 as I read along. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. My friend, what an awesome scripture that was. A prophetic psalm of David. But it's talking about us. He says, forget not what Jesus has done for you. We are called to remember. Therefore, never forget what you mustn't forget. So how do we remember what God has done? Well, Jesus himself gave us the best model. He said, do this in remembrance of me. And that is partaking of communion. I know most Christians know this. Jesus said, as we partake in communion, we do that to remember what he has done for us. So I love communion because it's going right back to Psalms 103 that I just read that says, forget not his benefits. Communion is reminding us of what Jesus has done. In the book of Luke chapter 22 verse 19, this talking about Jesus Christ, Bible says, and he took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. That was just before Jesus went to the cross. He said we should be doing this in remembrance of him. And he did the same with the cup. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. So partaking of communion should remind us of the emotional and physical salvation that Jesus provided for us. We are to take communion to remember what he did for us on the cross. His body was broken. He poured out his blood for our sins. The bread of communion symbolizes the body of Jesus Christ that was broken for us through his sufferings. All of our sins were nailed to the cross, and we are called to take communion to remember what he did for us. He carried our sorrows, and he was wounded for our transgressions. Jesus' work on the cross was not only for sin, but also for sickness. By his stripes we were healed. That's what the Bible says. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness. by whose stripes we were healed. That's recorded in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, that many of us know of by heart. He not only died for us on the cross, but he also bore 39 stripes or lashes on his back, by which we were healed. Jesus was whipped. He was really whipped with 39 stripes across his back. With each stripe, there is a healing. There is healing for any disease that we may encounter, because the Bible says, by whose stripes we were healed. Hallelujah. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. What a wonderful scripture. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. That's what the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 53, verses 5 and 6. He suffered and died for us, that he might bring us the forgiveness of our sins. When Jesus was on this earth, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word, and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. That's what the Gospel of Matthew recorded in Matthew chapter 8, verses 16 to 17. My friend, let us remember what God has done for us so we can live in victory. God is so awesome. He goes even beyond what we expect. He didn't just give us the forgiveness of sin and healing of our diseases through Jesus. He actually gave us himself. He gave us the Holy Spirit. He gave us his spirit. Bible says in John chapter 14, verse 26, that by the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. This is Jesus speaking. God wants us to remember. So he gave us himself, his Holy Spirit, to bring to our remembrance all that Jesus has said and is saying to you and me. What an incredible God we have. The Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us. Two of the great differences between the Old Testament saints and the New Testament saints are the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit and the quickened understanding that the Holy Spirit gives us. His job is to bring to remembrance all the things that Jesus did. Jesus mentioned the Holy Spirit as being the source of God's revelation. Hallelujah. You see, God wants us to remember him. So he has given us a prophetic psalm, which I read, Psalm 103. He has commanded us to take communion. That reminds us of everything that Jesus did. And then we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us to remind us of all the things that Jesus said to us. It's so important to him that we remember the things he has done for us, so we will not live in fear. We will not live in anxiety or depression. We will know that the same God who did not spare his son and gave him freely for us, how can he not? And why will he not give us anything we need? That gives us hope and faith that actually we can walk in victory. This really is all about our relationship with God. Because if the Holy Spirit is reminding us and we are too busy to spend time with God, or to listen, we are not going to hear him, and we will live in fear and lose hope. So we have to be in that close relationship with the Lord. We have to be in communion with him every day, so we can hear the Holy Spirit, so we can hear him when he brings things to our remembrance. We go into the Word of God as we read and study, and the verses will just literally jump out at us, and we remember. So this really talks about our relationship with the Lord and the closeness that we have with Him, so we can hear Him. Other than that, we will forget. This ministry of the Holy Spirit is available to all believers who received the Holy Spirit when they gave their lives to Christ. But it is not operable in all spirit-filled believers. You see, this Holy Spirit will operate in you, but it's not automatic. It must be appropriated by faith. We need to have faith that Holy Spirit is there to bring things to our remembrance. Holy Spirit is there to work with us. So with a promise like this, there is no reason for believers to ever confess that they just cannot remember the Word of God or the truths it teaches. I'm telling you, you got the Holy Spirit living inside of you to bring things to your remembrance. We are to actively remember, or to remember with intention. We need to intentionally remember what God has done for us. One of the ministries of the Holy Spirit, as we've been talking about just now, is to bring back to our remembrance all things that Jesus has spoken unto us. This is the best note-taking system available. If you are having relationship with Christ, if you are talking to Him, if you are listening to Him, then I will say you are attending classes, and then you can take notes. Everything that Jesus speaks will be brought back to us, while anything that was from the flesh will not come back to us. We can get so distracted by the cares of the world that we can forget what the Lord has done. But thank the Lord, we have the Holy Spirit to remind us. Also, write things down so you will remember. So the things that you have written down can remind you of the faithfulness of God. If God did this yesterday, He's going to do it tomorrow. If He did it yesteryear, He's going to do it in the future. If the enemy can distract you so that you forget all that God has done in your life, it can be a much easier fight for Him to win. Every time He will let you be under stress and fear. No, I don't want to be distracted by the enemy. I don't want to forget what God has done for me. We've got examples of the Israelites, you remember? Let's not forget. Let's not be deceived. So we need to intentionally remember. If you would walk through life remembering what God has done for you and what He is about to do, you will live a victorious life, because our God is faithful. He said He would never leave us or forsake us. You see, the Israelites did not remember the Lord their God, who had rescued them from the hands of their enemies on every side. They didn't. They were always complaining and murmuring in the wilderness. They murmured and complained every single day. They forgot the Lord their God, who had rescued them from all their enemies surrounding them. The Israelites failed to remember God. Let us learn from that and always remember God, not to forget. Despite God's amazing display of power, we see a nation, the Israelites, who time and again accused God of bringing them into the wilderness only to leave them to die. Can you believe that? We see a nation who made for themselves an idol to worship instead of worshiping the Lord. We see a nation who committed themselves to gods of other nations rather than making the journey into the land flowing with milk and honey, where they will eat the harvest of crops they did not plant and live in cities they did not build, rather than enjoying a beautiful and fruitful land filled with the abundance of every good thing. The Israelites wanted to return to Egypt and be in captivity. Can you believe that? They even refused to take the land when the Lord handed it over to them. Why? because they forgot what God has done in the past for them. What else can we learn from all these? Let's stand on God's promises. If he gave his son for us, what else can he not give to us? Romans chapter 8 verse 32 says that God is faithful. And let me read it to you. He said, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? As Jesus went to the cross and died for our sins and carried all our sufferings, what else can he not do for us? I want to give you hope today. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgments of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.